In what ways, I guess is a good question to start off, are inmates showing these signs of accelerating aging?
I think it's the age is accelerating. Well, the symptoms that they're experiencing as part of aging are accelerating as a result of their general condition, and that the sort of trials and tribulations that they've had health-wise coming into the system. So many people coming into the prison system have a history of brain injury at some point from car accidents and other violent behaviours, from drug taking at level and drinking at levels that are very harmful to health. And when they come in to prison in and out, they just don't have the sort of continuity of care that people in the community have.
So how is the national health system having to account for the faults of the prison system where prisoners are released in poorer health conditions than that in the rest of the community?
Prisoners, especially coming out, are almost as disadvantaged as anyone on the planet in terms of getting proper access to care and treatment. So very often when they come out, they are caught up with the trials of merely surviving in the system and finding their place in the community again. And I think that their general health does take a poor second. Once they do get into the system, they very often do, health system, they do often experience discrimination. And so that makes it very difficult for them to access mainstream services as well.
So I guess it's not only saying that inmates, while they're in prison, are subject to negative health outcomes, but also while they're being released and they're back into the community.
That's right. And they have experienced really great, but probably the hard, when it was difficult for everyone for housing at the moment, as we all know, and especially for people on lower incomes. So, but these are people that experience not only that sort of hazard, but the fact that they do get discrimination around the fact that they're released prisoners. And they're also not very good at dealing with the world when they're in prison, especially if they've been in for a while. They sort of get a little bit institutionalised and are actually out of date knowledge about how to access services.
Yeah, I can imagine that mental health would play a massive role in accelerating ageing signs and also while they're being released from prison. I guess on a different side of the talk is why prisoners of older ages are actually the highest growing population in incarcerated in Australia.
Well, that's really, it's about what's going on with this sort of law and order stuff that's going on is that sentences are tending to get longer and longer. Also, when you look at prisoners, 50% or more of them are recidivist in that they've been in and out of the prison a lot. So they're sort of making up a larger proportion of that population. And as they are ageing, as I said, they have, probably about 50% or more have mental health conditions as well. So that kind of exacerbates the whole problem. As you can see from the report, a third of them have got at least one chronic health condition that exacerbates the problem. And so this sort of stuff is just making it, is just completely compounding everything that happens to them. Now, what with the other thing that's been going on in terms of trends of imprisonment is, apart from the length of sentencing, is that we're picking up lots of people that from historical cases, particularly for sexual crimes and so on from the past, that are now coming into prison. And so they tend to be necessarily of an older age group. And the third factor that's probably compounding is this the stuff like gambling and so on, which is another part, distinct part of the prisoner population that tends to be older in age when they come into prison.
Yeah, wow. I guess, is Australia's negative health in prisons kind of a one-off globally, or is this a thing you see around the world?
I think it's happening everywhere. Wherever sort of the law and order impetus is happening, we would see this problem in most, certainly in industrialised countries. Imprisonment rates have just been escalating all over the world. Disturbingly, they are escalating faster in women and in minority groups.
Yeah, well, that's not something you really want to hear. But I guess as a good final question, how is the prison system addressing the ongoing health concerns of these already aged prisoners?
Well, so I can only speak about the South Australian prison system, which I know most about.
Yeah.
And they do have a very good state-run, consistent health system in the South Australian prison health system. But they are tend to be underfunded and overwhelmed. And you can imagine that there are many sort of health conditions going on in the prison system that actually tend to take priority over the things that are associated with general ageing. So a lot of people would be running into trouble with their, you know, conditions associated with ageing to a level that's much higher at first identification than would be outside of prison.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see how this health report kind of maybe impacts on the way that prison health is kind of addressed in the future. So thank you so much, Emma, for joining us and telling us a bit more about the insides of what the health is inside of our prisons.
No problem.